With a look at your latest local news, I'm Jevy Ebanks from the Radio Cayman Newsroom. Cayman's stepping up health screening after a new Ebola alert from global health officials. Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles tells us more.
The Ministry of Health is introducing enhanced Ebola screenings at ports of entry after the World Health Organization declared outbreaks in the Democratic Republic of the Congo and Uganda a public health emergency. The ministry, citing the Caribbean Public Health Agency, or CARFA, and international health partners, say the risk to Cayman and the wider Caribbean remains low. But officials also warn there is uncertainty about how widespread the outbreak may be. In a statement today, the ministry says enhanced measures begin May 21st on selected incoming flights at the Owen Roberts International Airport. That includes increased monitoring of travelers from affected areas, coordination with border control, and targeted health questionnaires. Maritime surveillance protocols remain active, including health reporting requirements for crews and shipping operators. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Hillary Wolf says existing systems are in place and capable of responding if the situation changes. Health officials are urging travelers to cooperate with screening measures and to report any symptoms and recent travel history on arrival. The Public Health Department says it will continue to assess the situation and adjust measures as needed. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
The National Coalition for Caymanians Government releases its one-year update, a, quote, comprehensive account of its first year in office. More now from Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin.
Meaningful momentum gives a record of what the administration has accomplished over the past year and a statement of intent for 3 years ahead. Premier, the Honorable Andre Ebanks, tells Radio Cayman his administration has, quote, advanced all seven broad outcomes set out in its strategic policy statement.
We committed to tackling the issues Caymanians have faced for decades, to working collaboratively and holding ourselves accountable to the people of these islands. 1 year on, I'm immensely proud of the strong start we have made. As a coalition, we represent a diversity of perspectives, but we are unified in a shared purpose to build a stronger, fairer Cayman Islands. As we pass the one-year milestone, our focus is on keeping the momentum going as we modernize public services and empower our people.
In year one, government delivered, quote, landmark immigration reform with the Caymanian Protection Act, introduced the first ever housing policy, increased the minimum wage, and doubled funding for the Elderly Childhood Assistance Program, extending access to an additional 235 Caymanian children. Other highlights included the new digital identity card, an artificial intelligence policy, and new closed-circuit television cameras on Cayman BRAC.
The achievements in our first year and the work still to come are made possible by the support and partnership of our colleagues in the civil service. Together, we will continue to deliver real, tangible benefits and lasting change for the people of the Cayman Islands.
Going forward, the Premier says the NCFC priorities include completing road infrastructure improvements, advancing the Waste Management Modernization Plan, expanding mental health and youth support, and continuing the modernization of public services. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
Thank you, Dion. You can read the Meaningful Momentum Report online at gov.ky. To the courts, the grand court case involving a well-known business owner, Christopher White, ended today with a guilty plea and a $500 cost order to the Crown. Mr. White had been charged with procuring a breach of trust after contacting former DVDL employee Mark Chin, now imprisoned, to obtain information about customers who drove off from his Walker's Road gas station without paying. He admitted reaching out to Mr. Chin on 44 occasions, saying he did so only after repeated attempts to get help from police. Both the Crown and the defense agreed he acted improperly, but without malicious intent, financial gain, or any attempt to defraud the government. The court accepted he was acting as a victim of wrongdoing, trying to protect his business. After a Goodyear direction this morning, Justice the Honorable Emma Peters ruled the maximum sentence that would be imposed would be a 12-month conditional discharge. Mr. Wright then entered a guilty plea to the offense. The judge noted Mr. White's strong reputation in the community, noting the longer than anticipated time length in selecting a jury earlier this morning, after many in the jury pool noted they knew White personally or already had favorable impressions of him. She criticized the 15-month delay in bringing the case to trial, noting that the process that took place today could have taken place months ago. Nevertheless, Mr. Wright will now serve a 12-month conditional discharge as well as pay $500 in court fees to the Crown, after which no conviction will be recorded. You're listening to Radio Cayman's Evening News. After hitting a wall last week, local gas prices are climbing again. The Utility Regulation and Competition Office, ERCO, commonly referred to as OFREG, says self-service regular gas is $6.17 a gallon, up 5%, while premium gas rose 6 cents to $6.54. Diesel dipped by 6% to $6.74. OFREG says you can find the lowest self-service regular gas at $6.03 on Walker's Road, and the cheapest diesel is at Refuel for $6.38. For comparison, the national average in the United States for regular gas is $4.55. Full local gas price details are available at ofreg.ky. Work continues to bring several statutory authorities and government-owned companies' board payment arrangements into, quote, alignment. More now from Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller.
At the most recent meeting of Parliament, the Deputy Governor was asked if all statutory authorities and government-owned companies are in, quote, full compliance with the Governance on Remuneration of Members of Public Bodies policy.
At present, not all statutory authorities and government-owned companies, SADCs, are operating under the updated guidance on the remuneration of members appointed by public bodies, developed by the Office of the Deputy Governor and endorsed by Cabinet. However, Mr. Speaker, I want to make this clear. This does not represent non-compliance.
The Honorable Franz Manderson told MPs, when the policy was introduced, a transitional arrangement was adopted so that existing board members could remain on their current remuneration term until new appointments or reappointments were made, a board requests a review, or the deputy governor, quote, determines that a review is needed.
As a result, some boards may still be operating under previous remuneration arrangements while they transition to the updated framework.
Since the introduction of the guidance policy in 2023, Mr. Manderson says recommendations have been provided to the Cayman Islands Museum, the Health Services Authority, the National Drug Council, and the Water Authority.
SADCs currently under review are the National Roads Authority and the Cayman Turtle Conservation Education Center. Those are now in process. In addition to SADCs, recommendations have also been issued for 14 other public bodies, with a further 5 currently under review.
Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
The Deputy Governor's guidance on remuneration of members for public body documents set out basic principles for payments to those serving on boards. Finally, it's Child Month and activities are well underway. Here's CIGTV's Kafara Augustin.
The Department of Children and Family Services kickstarted this Child Month's festivities with a tea party on Saturday and an early childhood extravaganza at Georgetown New Testament Church on Sunday. This year's theme for Child Month is See Me, Hear Me. The theme encourages the community to pay closer attention to the needs, voices, and well-being of children and young people while reinforcing the shared responsibility to support and protect them. The month-long calendar includes church services, youth workshops, family fun days, and community events designed to celebrate children, strengthen families, and promote child well-being across the Cayman Islands. Other upcoming Child Month events include the Circle of Love Breakfast and a family fun day at Windsor Park on the 23rd of May. Then the St. George's Mother's Union Family Day in East End and the Youth Asset Fair launch at Kimana Bay Arc on the 13th of May.
For more information, call 936-7126. That's your latest local news. I'm Jevy Ebanks. Have a great rest of your day.